So I had to go up against the city fathers again, you know. This way they had their whole guns, you know, they had all the old guns out, because this property where the low rent housing project is was bought from Cummins and Associates. See, so you know, they was pulling me off in the corner, you know, telling me not to tell them folks to move up there, you know, you're gonna get into trouble. And it was more or less threats, you know, of you know, just, you know, that's the man, you know. I still say that the folks need a turnkey thing than a low rent housing thing. I said, now that's what I'm gonna fight for. You know, you do what you got to do, but I'm gonna deal as long as I can deal for them to get the turnkey thing, to be acquire some kind of ownership. But then 2 years after those things were built, it cost the city of Fayetteville the first year, I think, $160,000. The second year was about $90,000 or something, you know, but it's still costing them money, mm-hmm. you know, whereas it wouldn't have cost them a quarter. They would have been ganging that if there had been a turnkey thing, and I couldn't understand why the folks didn't want the two. And I come up with the solution that they don't want niggas to have no kind of ownership whatsoever, and especially this close to the downtown area.
Sure, because they vote in property elections.
That's right. That's right. See? And this property down in here has fucked around and become very, very, very valuable to the city of Fayetteville itself.
Because it's so close.
Because it's so close. Now, they wouldn't build a $5 million federal building there if they didn't have some intentions, you know, of putting something close to this federal building, or some kind of money making things is developing now, where folks, I don't know whether the property owners are aware of that or not. But you know, I can't tell them what's happening because I've been branded as the troublemaker, you know, and all this kind of shit, you know. So you know, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I know that they wouldn't spend that money up there for that federal building. You know, along with the downtown motor lodge and the re-elevation of the old courthouse and all, it's kind of bullshit, which is less than a block away to a target area, unless it's going to become very valuable to it. And 9 times out of 10, they'll probably fuck all the folk out of their property thing.
People still use the term tin cup for this area?
Tin cup is sort of gone. They call it the holler now.
You know how
I
got that name? I was wondering
about that. Well, this used to be a dump ground area, man. And there used to be a lot of tin cups and stuff down here. Right behind the courthouse, you know, that's what it was. That's what it was. Folks used to dump their trash and stuff down here. It wasn't nothing but a big valley. You know, that's all it was. And they eventually filled that valley up. Big old ditch.
We're almost out of tape. When did you go back to school,
though? Let's see. I went back to school the first time over here at the university with Gordon Morgan and everyone it was. Mm-hmm. When he first started teaching over here, well, I went back over there working on social welfare degree and what have you.
What did you been working? What did you major in the first time when you were down in
physical education? You know, I had it in my mind to be a coach. I wanted to be a coach and stuff. Then I went for 2 years over here at the university.
And when was that, after your EOA work?
Yeah, that was after my EOA
work.
67? 67 or 68, somewhere along in there. All right, then my buddy Howard Himmelbaum, who's a special programmer for the Urban League, you know, told me that he had, you know, a voter registration thing going on, you know, that I could, you know, that he needed some help for me to come down. And in the process of me going down there, I met Earl Adams and Dick First. You know, Dick First was a special dude from Durham, North Carolina, and he had worked with getting this black mayor elected over there in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, in this all predominantly area, you know. And I wanted to know, hey man, you tell me what's happening, you know, just tell me. I need to know a lot of things, you know. Now, what can I do to learn the things as to how you did?